Hey there, everybody. It's 3 minutes after six, and that means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. North America, world, universe, cosmos. Well, today, I've got a theme of sorts. It's the return of 420. Maybe I should call it 20 after 4, just to be less typical. Anyways, the point is this. The picture in my mind is that you've just finished work or school or whatever you do all day. Who knows? And you're back home, you're relaxing, you're the type of person that partakes in stress-easing smoke or edible, and that makes it 420. And this is I just started saving this list of songs that I feel will help with that. I'm just going to play this stuff in an extremely random order, just the way it comes up on the screen here. And let's see what randomness brings in terms of favor to our lot. We're going to start things off with the Rolling Stones. You know what album a song fitting into the 420 theme is coming from. It's that Satanic Majesty's Request album, which I always mix up with the James Bond movie, so possibly there should be a mashup of the two, if that's possible. I don't even know what that means. This is the Rolling Stones and In Another Land.
I still have your hand, and the grass grew high, and the feathers floated by. I stood and held your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else will do. And the sea and the sky and the castles were blue. I stood and held your hand, and the spray flew high, and the feathers floated by. I stood and held your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else will do. I turned red when I accidentally said that I didn't know how I came to be here, not fast asleep in bed. I stood and held your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else's hand. Then I won't. I'm surprised.
bien changé depuis le temps où tout souriait. Le temps où toutes les filles t'adoraient. Dis, je ne comprends plus ce qui a bien pu te changer autant. Ton regard est bizarre, un peu trop flottant.
C'est la mer calmée.
Dis-moi, dis-moi. Tu peux retirer dans les volutes bleues de cette fumée. Tu dis que le bleu sonne et que la musique est en rouge sang. Mais tu as les yeux glauques et les doigts tremblants.
Croyez-vous que je sois à nous?
Dis-moi, oh, dis-moi.
In the northeastern part of the Indian continent, there lived a musician. Ali was his name, and he played his sitar to the winds that blew over the valley, so they would carry his song of life to the world. Life to Ali was sad, sometimes happy, revolving on the way he felt. For 10 long years, he sat high on the mountain, expressing what he felt, but no one heard. At this time, the moon passed into the seventh house. And Jupiter aligned with Mars. The planet had passed into the age of Aquarius. Mankind had awakened. The day was hot. And the heat shimmered. in tempo with his sitar. Ali was sitting exposed to the sun's hot simmering rays when he heard an answer to his song. Had he found Valhalla? The sound came from across the impossible, impossible valley. Ali said a question. It was answered. And so it went on, the questioning, the answering, for 3 days and 3 nights. From that time on, the two musicians, unseen and unknown to each other, communicated, divulging their deepest, innermost, most secret, secret thoughts and passions. Ali had found his counterpart. And she, sitting across the valley with her long hair flowing across her tender, gentle face, had found hers too.
That was The Story of Ali by Ray Brown and Moonstone. I hope you enjoyed that story. Before that was Sullivan, or is it pronounced Sullivan, with Hashish Faction. And off the top was the Rolling Stones and In Another Land. Of course, you have to be prepared for the fact that if I'm going to play music off of a playlist that's, you know, designed for a purpose, which I'm calling 420, there's going to be a lot of sitar popping up randomly because stoners love sitar, apparently. They really do. In this set, we're going to hear from Blonde on Blonde, Gualberto, and up first, speaking of French things like Sullivan, this is Milou Duchamp and Tropical.
Pourquoi
We're back. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was, man, you can't hit a... No. I lost it. I just lost it. That was a Welsh band from the late 60s called Blonde on Blonde, doing a song called Spinning Wheel. I was kind of secretly hoping it was going to be a crazy cover of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears song. But at least it had tons of sitar in it. Man, I can't escape that crazy instrument today. Probably not the last time we've heard it either. Before that was Gualberto. Mm-hmm. With Luz de Invierno. I can't tell you much about that, but I can tell you that when I'm at Folkfest next weekend, I hope I hear something like that. That would suit me just fine. And off the top, that was a little, I don't know, a little palate cleanser. Something to weed out the week, shall we say. Milou Duchamp and Tropical. A lot of... It sounded a bit like a bad trip there. I hope you got through it okay. And speaking of weeding out the week, we're going to hear something in this set that, well, hopefully you don't find trying. Hopefully you find it kind of fascinatingly wonderful. It's a little something from Burundi. A piece, it's not really a song. The title of the track, shall we say, is Akazehe par deux jeunes filles. Akazehe is it's a way of chanting, I guess, in Burundi. According from Wikipedia, Akazehe is a traditional Burundian form of chanted extended musical greeting sung exclusively by and between women. The polyphonic form is practiced among rural women as a quotidian greeting between pairs of friends or relatives, irrespective of time or occasion. Within Burundi, Akazehe is generally understood as conversational rather than musical, typically referred to in terms of speaking rather than singing. Though it was noted in 1996 as being in decline, the practice has been identified as recently as 2014 as a source of well-being for conflict-affected women in Burundi. Akazehe has been noted by UNESCO for its promotion of peace and traditional cultural values in Burundi. There's the explanation. So when you hear something awfully weird sounding in the middle of this set, that's what it is. It's not weird, it's beautiful. We're also going to hear from Ramases and Selket. That can't be right. And we're going to start something off with something from the good old West Coast pop art experimental band. They have a song called I Won't Hurt You that featured on the soundtrack to the Wes Anderson movie Isle of Dogs. And it's such a good song. And I've got an album by them, and the whole album's really good. So here's a song by them called A Child's Guide to Good and Evil. This is the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band on Tawny the Brave.
Thank you. Cry.
back. For some reason, you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Trying to clear the dance floor a little bit so there's enough room for you and I. That was Ramases and Selket with Molecular Delusion. Before that was a couple of young girls from Burundi doing, I don't know what the correct verb is. Akazehe. It's just a form of conversation that's kind of musical. And when you don't know what it is, it sounds crazy. When you know what it is, it sounds kind of beautiful. In fact, it's amazing. Off the top, we heard the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band and A Child's Guide to Good and Evil. The theme of the show today is 20 minutes after 4. I think I'm going to change the title to that. Just right in the middle of the stream here. And assuming that you're relaxing in a smokable type of a way, this is the show for you. If you're not, you might find it a little bit trying. But isn't that just like life? Well, now that you've lost a few passengers, I assume, I'm going to play something a little bit more conventional, a little soulful even. This is kind of like a soul set. We're going to hear from Stingray Davies and the Organ with Upstairs at Boston Road. We're also going to hear a track from The Fireman, which, of course, is a project that that encompasses two fellows, Youth, one of the founding members of Killing Joke, and Paul McCartney. From their third album, Electric Arguments, we're going to hear a track called Universal Here, Everlasting Now. I think it's a really great record. Apparently it's a little bit divisive among critics, but All Music calls the Fireman's third album, it says there are more twists and turns, more textures than on any other McCartney album in the last 20 years. And Rolling Stone said the album is the ex-Beatles' headiest music in years. Those are a couple of the nice reviews. There's some less nice reviews, but I'll skip those because I don't want that. Off the top, we're going to hear something beautiful, appropriate, and some classic 70s soul. This is The Shylights and Stoned Out of My Mind. And that, kids, is how you get maximum use out of a single chord. That was Stingray Davies and the organ with Upstairs at Boston Road. Before that was the Fireman, a.k.a. Paul McCartney and Youth, with Universal Here, Everlasting Now, and the Shylights off the top with Stoned Out of My Mind, a track that I certainly knew, and I'm sure Tony and many others first knew from the Jam's cover of it on the Beat Surrender EP. But in any form, it's just a great song. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you're still with me, I guess you must be, or you're just tolerating it, or the knob is broken on your radio or something. I don't know, but I'm glad you're here. In this set, which is further to the 20 minutes after 4 theme of today's show, we're going to hear from Pink Floyd, of course. A bit of an obscurity, something from the Moore soundtrack called Train to Angmar. We're also going to hear from Stu Mitchell. And first up, it's Joe Meek and the Blue Men. Now, if you're not familiar with Joe Meek, he's really ahead of his... He was an ahead of his time producer in London. He used very unconventional methods for recording, and he was a fascinating fellow as well. There's a really great documentary about him that I saw at Cinematheque once upon a time. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the whole thing just streams on YouTube or some other streaming service, but it's definitely worth watching. Joe Meek put out one album under his own name. It was the album is called I Hear a New World, and it's a wild record. It's, if you like, you know, outsider music, I guess you would say. That almost sounds like an insult, but I certainly don't mean it that way. The album was listed by the magazine The Wire as one of the 100 records that set the world on fire when no one was listening. This was Joe Meek's pet project. He was fascinated by the space program, and bear in mind, the moon landing was a decade away when this album was being recorded. He believed that life existed elsewhere in the solar system. This album was his attempt to create a picture in music of what could be up there in outer space. He said, "At first I was going to record it with music that was completely out of this world, but realized it would have very little entertainment value, so I kept the construction of the music down to earth." He achieved this as a sound engineer by blending the Blue Men's skiffle and rock style with a range of sound effects created by such kitchen sink methods as blowing bubbles in water with a straw, draining water out of a sink, shorting out an electrical circuit, and banging partly filled milk bottles with spoons. The first eponymous track on the album, which is what we're going to hear, is the only one to feature conventional vocals. Trust me, they're not that conventional. This is Joe Meek and the Blue Men with I Hear a New World.
In store for me. Senseless brain, I sail a sea of hopelessness upon a ship of pain. I walk life's streets on aimless feet and reach out cold white hands. Answer questions people ask, but no one understands. I talk in mindless riddles, and I search to find life's key. Steal to keep my need alive as it devours me. Oh, but I've paid the price of wealth and boredom with a life that was given me, 'cause I live in a house on nowhere street in a town called LSD.
Well, that was possibly Pink Floyd with Train to Angmar. Just looking it up now, and I've had this track for years, so enough years that I'm thinking it's not AI, but there seems to be some doubt online amongst, you know, the people online who are always saying things about things. And some people seem to feel that that track was just created as a Pink Floyd, you know, imitation. I have it as a digital track. The file is labeled 1969 Stereo Outtake. I don't know what made me think it was from the Moore soundtrack, and I don't know if it really is an outtake. I don't know if it was created by some guy manufacturing imitation Pink Floyd music, or if it's actually AI, but I just don't care. I like it. I'm just going to keep on pretending it's Pink Floyd until someone, you know, slaps me to my senses. Before that, we heard from Stu Mitchell and Acid, and off the top was Joe Meek and the Blue Men with I Hear a New World. It's coming up to 7 minutes after 6 o'clock Eastern time. That's 7:06 our time. Whoops. And you're still listening. Why? I don't know. To Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I hope you're enjoying the show. In this set, we're going to hear from The Ventures, from their best album. Okay, they're not really an album type of a band, so they're not the sort of band that you know, rank their albums, as it were, but amongst those who know, if there's a Ventures album, like proper studio album, not just a compilation, that one should own, it's In Space, Ventures in Space. I'm not inclined to disagree. I think that record is just solid gold. And we're going to hear a track from that, as well as we're going to hear from Mr. Sting from the Brimstone and Treacle soundtrack. And first up, Kate Bush has been having quite a renaissance in the last couple of years, thanks to Stranger Things and Running Up That Hill and all that stuff. And it's a good thing, too. She's an amazing artist and deserves the attention and the paycheck she's getting nowadays. So I salute Kate Bush quite sincerely. From the same album. Oh, and of course, there's the connection, the Pink Floyd connection, because her career was launched due in no small part to David Gilmour's endorsement. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if it's accurate to say David Gilmour discovered Kate Bush, but he certainly did see her perform, heard her music, brought her into the studio at his own expense to record some demos, and brought it to the attention of some people who should know. So thanks, David Gilmour. And here's Kate Bush from the same album as Running Up That Hill comes from, The Hounds of Love, a really wonderful record. This is Cloud Busting.
I still dream of Organon. I wake up crying, you're making rain, and you're just in reach. When you in sleep escape, that glowed in the dark would need its space.
clouds are in the sky. You mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise to make the best of every blues day. Don't you realize you'll find next Monday or next Tuesday your golden Tuesday? Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. I've got a creed for every need, so easy that it must succeed. I'll set it down for you to read, so please take heed. Keep out the gloom, let in the sun. That's my advice to everyone. It's only once we pass this way, so day by day. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise to make the best of every blues day. Don't you realize you'll find next Monday or next Tuesday your golden Tuesday? Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by.
just astonishing. It's The Ventures and War of the Satellites from the Ventures in Space album. I mentioned a documentary earlier about Joe Meek. There's also a really excellent documentary about the Ventures, which definitely streams in its entirety on YouTube. And I definitely recommend that. Before the Ventures, we heard from Sting from the Brimstone and Treacle soundtrack, which he, of course, acted in, and Spread a Little Happiness. It's a great video that goes with that, too, if you ever want to look it up. Sting dancing with a bunch of old ladies. It's really sweet. And Kate Bush off the top and Cloud Busting. It's 10 minutes before 7:30. So we're on the home stretch here. Let's make it count with awkward pauses and losing my train of thought. I think this is going to fill things out nicely. My Bloody Valentine, covering Wire. We're going to hear from Spaceman 3 as well. And first up, another one of the bands that I'm pretty sure I first heard of this band from the TV show Killing Eve. There was so much great music in that show. And if I'm not mistaken, this is maybe from that, or one of the bands that was in that soundtrack or something. It's the Limiñanas. Limiñanas. It's kind of fun to say. Try it. This is a track called The Dark Side, and I'll leave you with all this. Thanks for enjoying responsibly, and stay tuned for a repeat broadcast of Adult Kindergarten up next.
Si vous écoutez ceci, c'est comme l'électrophone a été branché sur le secteur. Fermez les yeux et doucement, nous allons compter ensemble. À l'aide d'une fosse soviétique, j'ai incisé profondément le tympan gauche de votre partenaire. Il est possible qu'elle saigne abondamment. Une simple friandise, un bras de longanis, et vous parviendrez sans inquiétude à la calmer. Montez le volume d'un cran. Petit à petit, le chaos doit s'installer. Si de votre living room en flamme, vous sauvez un objet, prenez soin de cette petite boîte de métal vert. Elle est votre priorité. Le gros bouton de ma softtech, en ravivant l'incendie, vous interdit tout échappatoire. Collé à votre fiancé en flamme, lentement, vous pénétrez dans le dark side. Continuez de danser. 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 We'll be right back.